You're listening to the audio production of Miles from Nowhere by Amy Clipston, published by Zondervan and read by Morgan Fairbanks.
Chapter 1. I cupped my hand over my mouth to stifle a yawn and attempted to get more comfortable in the old wooden theater seat near the back of the auditorium. I wasn't yawning because the auditions were boring. Far from it. In fact, I loved attending auditions, especially since we were gearing up for a big summer musical production of Grease at the Cameronville Community Theater. I crossed my legs and smoothed my hands over my colorful skirt. Summer productions had always been my favorite, since practices could be held 5 afternoons a week, and that meant my last summer before college would be all theater, all the time. Well, except when I was working the breakfast shift at the Fork and Knife, the restaurant that my boyfriend Todd's parents owned.
"Jimmy, please turn to page 117 and read the part of Danny."
Jeff Muller, the director, bellowed from his seat near the front of the theater.
"And Brittany, please read the part of Sandy on the same page."
A tall, dark-haired, muscular boy walked to the center stage, flanked by a skinny blonde girl, Jimmy and Brittany. They'd both graduated with me a few weeks ago, and both of them had played the lead roles in the last musical production at our high school. I'd heard that Brittany was planning to go to the university. Almost everybody just called it U, with me in the fall. As the actors began reading the lines, I glanced at my phone, hoping to find a text from Todd. I'd expected him to meet me here nearly an hour ago, and I couldn't help but worry. It wasn't like him to be late. Normally, he was as predictable as the ocean tide.
"Thank you,"
Mr. Muller said when the actors had finished the scene.
"Next."
For the next hour or so, I watched intently as a parade of potential actors read lines for the various parts, two at a time. Eventually, my mind wandered as I envisioned the costumes for each character. Ever since I was in elementary school, it had been a dream of mine to be the lead costumer on a summer production. Now that my dream had finally come true, I was anxious to get started. I decided I'd better write down my ideas before I forgot them. As two more actors walked on stage and received their instructions from Mr. Muller, I retrieved my sketchbook and a pencil from my bright green messenger bag and turned to a fresh page. I began listing the costumes I'd need to create or assemble for Grease. Poodle skirts, bobby socks, black leather jackets for the boys, pink denim jackets for the pink ladies, jeans, formal dresses for the dance scene, letterman sweaters, cheerleading. "Hey," a tall body slipped into the seat beside me, interrupting my list making.
"How's it going?"
I looked up to see Todd. At 5'10", he stood over me by nearly 5 inches. He wore his dark brown hair in a messy but layered style that completely covered his ears and almost his eyes, which reminded me of melted chocolate. He was slender, but definitely not weak. I'd seen him carry some heavy pieces of plywood while working on set design back in high school. When I'd first met Todd 2 years ago, his nearly constant sullen expressions made him seem aloof. Yet, when we worked together on the senior production of Aladdin this spring, I discovered that Todd is actually shy. He hadn't been ignoring me before. Instead, he'd been afraid to talk to me. That part had surprised me quite a bit, since I tend to talk to everyone on the cast and crew, even if they aren't all that interested in me. After our first conversation, Todd and I began talking every day, and pretty soon he worked up the nerve to ask me out on a date to the Dairy Barn to grab a milkshake. Not long after that, he asked me to the prom. We'd been dating since then. "Hi." I pushed a stray piece of hair behind my ear and leaned toward him, inhaling the aroma of French fries mixed with bacon.
"Where have you been?"
I asked in a low voice, even though I could tell by the smell that he'd been cooking at his parents' restaurant.
"Working."
He slumped lower in his seat and folded his arms over his chest. "Maggie went into labor this morning. So you're looking at the new head cook of the Fork and Knife." "Well, head cook in training, really."
"Congratulations. I thought Maggie's baby wasn't due for a couple of weeks yet."
I thought back to earlier in the day when I'd been working. "You know, she did look kind of uncomfortable when I saw her this morning."
"Yeah, her water broke soon after you left work."
"Oh, my," I squeaked, prompting Todd to place a finger to his lips as a reminder to keep my voice down.
"Did she have the baby yet?"
I whispered. "She had a feeling she was having a boy, so she only picked out a boy's name. Since she was..."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?